Welcome to E-Factor Radio. I'm David Wolf. Today we're visiting with the founders of E-Factor, Audrey Reinders and Marion Freischen. By the way, E-Factor stands for the Entrepreneurial Factor and represents a vibrant online community they've created, also a virtual marketplace designed for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. Today, the E-Factor celebrates more than 800,000 entrepreneurial members in countries across the globe. Joining us on the line from Amsterdam in Holland are Audrey Reinders and Marion Freischen. Welcome to you all.
Hi, David. Good to be online.
Good to be back.
Hi, David.
Good to be back with you. For those members who are listening to this podcast that may not be aware of the scope of the E-Factor, tell us, what is the E-Factor and how does it work?
For us, the E-Factor is different than most of the other communities because we want to offer content to our members, especially our entrepreneurial members. So the four pillars the E-Factor is built on are helping our members with revenue, fundraising, coaching, and cost saving. So these are the aspects that are most important for the E-Factor and its members.
Okay, thanks for that. So we're sitting together at the top of 2010 here. I'm curious, looking back at 2009, what did the arc of the year look like for entrepreneurs at large, and then, of course, for your membership and your activities at the E-Factor itself? Marion, maybe you want to take that?
During 2009, I think we really got things off the ground with the... So we increased substantially in numbers of members. And at the beginning of the year, in fact, in January 1st, 2009, we had 254,000 members. So we grew to 800,000, as you said, by the end of the year. And as a result of that, we also kicked off with a lot of our events during the year in a lot of different locations. So we are now hosting events for our members in Amsterdam, London, Berlin, Paris, in New York, Dallas, Atlanta, San Francisco. And we are adding a lot more in other locations such as Asia during the course of this year. So it's been an exciting ride during 2009, and I don't think the train's stopping yet.
Absolutely. I'm curious, were there any discoveries you made about the behavior or the needs of entrepreneurs that are members of E-Factor?
More or less in line what we thought it would be. What surprised me a little bit is the fact that that so many entrepreneurs are fundraising, but have very little or very few opportunities to raise funds through the normal channels from before the crisis.
Yeah,
and it's very hard, and you can see that in the questions from our members, and we are extremely busy connecting dots here, because we have a huge network, but it's cash is very tight, and that's probably the issue at this moment.
Absolutely. The credit markets continue to be tight worldwide. Let's talk about 2010. We're turning a corner here at the E-Factor. What can we look forward to in the coming year in terms of new features, new functionality, the developments you're currently working on in your laboratory? What can we expect that you'll be providing in 2010 to your members?
No, I think that's a question that I could take all night answering today, but there's a lot coming down the line. One of the things that we're really concentrating our efforts on is to increase relevance to all of our members. So to make sure that if you are interested in art and you're in Europe, that you get relevant information, you're connected to people in that market or who can sponsor you or who can fund your business in that market. So continuing to increase, as Audrey said, and connect the dots for our members is very critical this year, and it's something that we're putting a lot of thought and work into right now. And I think also what we are slowly building is a network where we will increase the number of verticals. So again, to increase relevance, you need to increase content that is specific to a particular vertical, and that's another thing that we're working on currently. Avi, anything else you'd like to add?
Now, this came from our own alchemist, the he's doing the really interesting stuff. Now, what I see as very important from the activity side is the fact that more and more entrepreneurs ask us how they can help us in acquiring more members, helping organizing events like in Berlin, in Paris. We have ambassadors all over the place, and you see a lot of questions being answered by members for members, and members helping each other, and the quality of the events increased dramatically. So that's the things that I like most.
Excellent. It is really about connecting entrepreneurs with entrepreneurs at the end of the day, isn't it?
It's that, and it's providing them with all the tools that they need, which is another area that we're working on very hard to increase the number of services and resources that you'll find online, which really can help you in your business.
I wanted to talk finally about the new Member of the Month at eFactor. How does this work?
One of the questions we see most is about the functionality. People realize when they start working with the eFactor that there's so much functionality in the platform, and it's a little bit more difficult to find all of the functionality, and that's how we came up with the idea of organizing a Member of the Month contest, where we challenge our members to use all the functionality in the platform. And at the end of the month, we look who's using the functionality of our platform the best. And the member who's doing that will receive $1,000 cash for his or her company, and $1,000 value in essentials like the business lounges. And as far as I see today, it's a very interesting amount of people participating in the contest, and we see a dramatic increase in new members coming from existing members participating in the contest. But the most important thing is that we try to make people aware of all the functionality that's built into the platform.
How fascinating to be incentivizing your membership to really maximize the potential of all the features that you're building and continuing to build in. Well, I look forward to our next month sessions. Always a delight to visit with you both. We've been visiting with Audrey Reinders and Marion Freischen. They're the co-founders of the eFactor, and you're listening to eFactor Radio. We'll see you next time.